The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer from the Rural Survival Show, sitting in for John Statmiller while he recuperates today. I really don't have anything planned for the show. I'm just going to let the callers decide what we talk about. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. I don't know if anybody caught this or not. First, a little bit of background. I'm sure that most of our listeners remember the forced busing and desegregation back in the 60s where if you were a kid when I was, you were forced to get on the school bus at 5:45 in the morning to ride an hour and a half to a school that was of a different ethnic makeup than you might be. Now, I find this article at thecollegefix.com very interesting. A student activist group at the University of Michigan is demanding campus officials provide them with a permanent designated space on Central Campus for black students and students of color to organize and do social work. And the article goes on to state, basically they want a area for people of color only. You know, back in the 60s, it wasn't disrespectful to call people of color colored people, but now I guess it is. That's probably going to get me in trouble somewhere for saying that. But anyway, you know, there was this big fight for desegregation, and now the next generation or the second generation thereafter is again wanting segregation. Guys, I guess I'm missing something here. I'd love to know your opinion on this one. Let's see what else in the world is going on. Department of Justice reverses Obama-era decision to phase out private prisons. Well, folks, I've got some strong opinions on this. I personally don't think we should be using private prisons. However, there is significant cost savings, sort of a double-edged sword there. But if you're going to be incarcerated by the government, my personal opinion is it ought to be the government that incarcerates you, not XYZ corporation or whatever corporation it is. There's a big incentive for corporations to keep people locked up. And somehow something just doesn't seem right there to me. But I'd love to hear your opinion on that one also. Let's see what else is going on. Chicago murders outpaced 2016. Well, let me see. Let's look at the logic of this one. If only criminals can have guns and decent people aren't allowed to have guns, law-abiding people aren't allowed to have guns, what's the obvious result of this? I mean, come on, guys, it isn't hard. I really wonder what these people in Chicago are thinking. You take away a man's way of protecting himself, especially take somebody like me, 100% disabled veteran. I'm not going to be able to survive a fight, a physical fight. The only choice I'd have is an eye for a gun. But if I'm in Chicago, I can't legally do that. Yet the criminals can have an eye for a gun. Go figure. The logic escaped me. Okay, what else? Let's see. O'Keefe, I love this one. O'Keefe puts bounty on media. I guess you guys have probably all heard about this already today. Mr. O'Keefe from Project Veritas is offering a $10,000 award, reward, whatever you want to call it, for factual, legally obtained, behind-the-scenes video and audio, or video and or audio, I guess, of various news organizations. The reason is obvious. You know, I don't know about you folks. I've been behind the set several times on television. What's said on the set before it's on the air and after it's on the air are often completely 180 degrees out from each other. I think this is going to be great. I think O'Keefe has finally reached his pinnacle in what he does with this investigative journalism. I think it's going to be great, guys. Anyway, give me a call. Let me know what you think about any of this. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, boy. And guys, just so you know, I'm usually not this unprepared, but I was working out in my garden till the last minute. I did have 2 hours notice about this show. Purely my fault, not our VM. Okay. Here's one. I haven't read the article yet, but I ought to. Back pain increases chance of dying early. Ooh, that doesn't sound good for me, considering I'm 100% disabled because of my back being messed up. Who's this from? From the Sun in the UK. Well, we'll leave that at that. I don't really put a lot of faith in the Sun. Not that they're bad, it's just that I think they ought to do more fact-checking. This ought to be an interesting article, but I'm not going to open it. Cop breaks knee and struggle with 300-pound lingerie thief. Doesn't that just present a mental picture that you really don't want to imagine? Oh, boy. Here's an article I did read. Doctors refusing to operate on smokers. You know, when I first saw that, I figured it was a prejudicial thing against smokers. After reading the article, I actually discovered the doctors have a point. Smokers don't heal as well, especially when it comes to things like hip replacement surgery. You know, I as a smoker, I thought, you know, this is going to be really interesting. But in reality, there's a valid medical point to that, apparently. That one's on Drudge, bottom center column. If you're a smoker, you might want to read it. Okay, we've got Andy in Texas on line 11. Go ahead, Andy. Good evening, sir. Andy, are you there? Okay.
Hey, I think I'm here now.
Oh, okay, Andy, good. I didn't hear the beep. I usually hear the beep on this end.
Well, I usually hear some static, and then it cuts in, and I didn't hear that, so I was like, yeah, I'm here, man, I'm here.
Okay, good. Well, how are you doing tonight, Andy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Been working my butt off all day. We're putting in our garden. Actually, one of three garden spots, and we got a brand new rototiller, and it's just been tearing up everything and doing a great job. So I've had a very successful day.
So where you live at, is it springtime where you're at?
Yeah, it's definitely springtime. The apple trees are popping their new leaves, and so are the pear trees. No, I live in the Missouri Ozarks.
Oh, and you're not afraid of a freeze to take that down?
Oh, no, we're not actually planting anything. We won't do that till mid-April.
Oh, you're just tilling the ground. Yeah.
We're just preparing the ground, getting the magnesium, and the fertilizer and all that in, and the horse manure and all that stuff. So, no, it's going to be about 6 weeks or so or more before we actually put anything in the ground.
That damn groundhog, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, now what I called about is you were talking about the for-profit prisons, and I don't think a lot of people really they don't really realize this, but there's a lot of judges, and I'm not talking just a few judges, there's a lot of judges out there that have invested in that particular corporation for for-profit prisons, which gives a lot of incentive. Yes, it gives a lot of incentive for these people to sentence them to prison, and
especially the maximum amount of time.
Exactly, and the thing is that if you're selling candy bars and you're Snickers or whatever, and you're selling candy bars, your job is to sell candy bars. So if you own a for-profit prison or you're invested in a for-profit prison, how do you make your money duplicate itself and bring the price of the stock up? You have to send prisoners to prison, and
right. Exactly.
And is this not just an atrocity on the people? I mean, I could talk to you for the rest of this hour about all the atrocities going on in this country, but this is just pathetic, where you can have a for-profit prison and the judges who are sentencing these people to prison are the guys who are holding the stocks in these prisons. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, not only are they holding the stocks, now, I'm not gonna lie to you, buddy. This is rumor, Andy. I have been told that here in Missouri, I don't know about Texas, but I have been told, and I cannot verify this, that the judges actually get a kickback for putting people in prison for the maximum sentence. Now, I don't know if this is true. This is rumor. I repeat, rumor. But that is what I've been told.
Well, it's not surprising. It's not surprising at all, because everybody in politics has a corrupt side to them. And, you know, the other day I called this other radio show and I was telling them, I said, we need to do some extreme vetting on the people that we allow to even run for office. And they're talking about extreme vetting from these people from the Middle East and whatnot, and how we're going to let them in our country and stuff, which I agree. I think we need to do it.
Well,
but
no,
these idiots running for office, our representatives, our senators, and generally it's on the Republican, Democrat, or an independent or whatnot. But we need to do some extreme vetting. We actually need to sit down with these people and say, hey, do you know the Constitution? And as soon as they screw up, no, you're out of here. Go away. Bring the next Democratic candidate. Bring the next Republican candidate. We don't need this anymore. We've got to get really serious about this stuff. We seriously do.
But that vetting that you're mentioning should be done, or must be done, by our system of government on the part of the voters, not the part of the government.
Exactly.
You know,
we need to demand it.
I agree.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing more that we can do. I mean, look, these people are towing the line. They get into Congress, and this is not just at the federal level. It's at your state level, your city council level and stuff. These people are towing the line of what has been their little agenda that has been dropped on them. Look, you do this, and you're in. We got you. No, you'll win the election. And let's face it, most of these elections are rigged. There's no doubt about it. We already know that Hillary Clinton had over 3 million, I'll say 15, 20 million, because there's no mathematical way that Hillary Clinton could have won the popular vote with a 306 electoral vote to 223 vote. There's no mathematical way she could have gotten, without some illegal votes going on, gotten the popular vote. There's absolutely no mathematical way this could have happened. Absolutely. The guy did the math. I heard it. I listened to him. I understand it. I get it. It's absolutely crazy.
A personal friend of mine, talk show host, James McCanny.
I know that guy.
He's a brilliant man, okay? He actually did the calculation, and he came up with the same conclusion that you did. There's just no way that she actually won the popular vote. And he had it all out on a spreadsheet, and I don't begin to understand this stuff. But this man's a genius, you know. So,
he's the one who made me do the mathematics. And James McKinney is just an incredible individual. I've heard him on Dr. Deagle's show a lot. He's been on Joyce Power's show. He's been all over the place. I listen to everything. I'm a news junkie, and nothing gets by me. And if it does, I'm absolutely excited to hear about it because it's like, whoa, really? Oh, damn, I didn't know that. You know,
well, by the way, if you like James McCanny, he's going to be on my show. I forgot the day in March. It's the second Saturday in March from 10 a.m. till noon right here on RBN. And he's going to be on for the full 2 hours. And I think he's got a bunch of new stuff to talk about, if I understood him correctly today. So you might want to listen to that show.
So 2 days from now?
No, the second week, the second Saturday in March.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, see, now look, not everybody's thinking, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, because the guy just told me the second Saturday in March. He couldn't even think about that.
It'll be March 11th from 10 until noon Central. He's going to be on.
Hey, you know what? I won't forget that. That's my brother's birthday, so I won't forget that.
Great.
But having said all of that, there's much more going on in this country than most people are aware of. It's just sad to see these people who are crying for Muslim rights and all this stuff and whatnot. They don't even have their own rights. Most of these people don't have a clue what their rights are because they've been excluded from their education growing up. And a lot of these people, they leave their mom's basement to go to college, and then they get out of college and they move back to their mom's basement because this stuff is just BS what they're teaching them. And they just spent $60,000 to go move back in, or $100,000, maybe $200,000, and they move back into their mom's basement. This is a pathetic world that we live in. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We live in man's world. We don't live in God's world. We live in man's world. Everything we're looking at, everything I'm looking at right now, everything I'm on a phone made by man and whatnot, this is not God's world. This is man's world. And this is just a pathetic... we all grow up into a... You were born into society, maybe not as bad as it is today. I grew up in society. I'm a 50-year-old man, so I've been around since 66. And I had nothing to do with what was set up here. You and I, we have to, everybody else, we have to navigate through this crap. And this is not, I really wanted to be a creator. I wanted to set up my own life, but I can't. I have to set up what society allows me to set up. And I've been there, done that, my friend. I've made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a vagrant, so to speak, in comparison to what I've done. I owned a fence and deck company. I owned a bar. I owned a DJ company. I had all this stuff going on. And, you know, some of it was my fault, but a lot of it was the housing bubble popping and stuff that really blew me up. And that's when I really got into figuring out what the heck is going on in this country. And since then, I can't get enough. I'm a junkie. I am a news junkie. I spend my entire day listening to news and finding out what's going on. And check this out. Since that, I've been in the courtrooms several different times and got my butt out of a sling many times, simply knowing that I have to deal with the UCC as opposed to the Constitution.
Code, yes.
Exactly. And once you got to establish that, as soon as you get in the courtroom, you got to establish that. You have to establish, hey Your Honor, and you have to talk in a second person because there's a guy sitting in your chair that's not really there because you're defending yourself. You have to say, the defendant would like to know if this is a constitutional courtroom or a UCC courtroom. And as soon as they say it's a constitutional courtroom, because they really have to, because the jury's sitting there, it is going to be like, what do you mean it's not a constitutional courtroom? So once you get them to say that, now all your rights are in play. Now you can use everything in the rights. And this is just an amazing time to be alive. We're going to change the country. We're going to change the world. And I really appreciate you coming on the show and taking over for John Stadtmiller. And I actually really hope John Stadtmiller gets his butt back up and comes around. You have a great night, sir.
I hope so, too. You, too. Thank you very much, Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in three minutes. And then we're going to go to Mark in Philadelphia on line 9. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-313-9443. And right now we're going to speak with Mark in Philadelphia on Line 9. Good evening, Mark. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
Well, it's a lot warmer than usual, and I understand it got 100 degrees in Oklahoma. Is that right?
I heard 90 something. I didn't know it hit 100, but it might have. It depends on where you're talking about, I guess.
Now, in my lifetime, because I grew up in Missouri, I've never ever heard of. I mean, it got to like 83 or mid 80s, I think, like the last weekend or something, or a weekend mm-hmm. before that. But this is weird. This is abnormal to the max.
You're not kidding.
Also,
it is.
My nephew's in southern Missouri, and he grows gardens. He can grow anything, and he also keeps bees. Are you ready for this? He told me today that last year that we lost 46% of the bee population across the United States.
That would be about right. That would be about right. I got a friend of mine that's a beekeeper. In fact, that's exclusively what he does for a living, and he lost over 50% of his bees last year. So that number makes sense to me.
Now here's the thing. Now if the weather goes warm and it's triggered the plants to bud, like you said, the trees and
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So now if it swings back and freezes, even though it does that tree or some of those perennials will rebud again once it gets warmer.
Right.
However, think about the bees. If the bees come out early and they freeze, guess what? They die.
Yeah, you're right.
They can't. So if somebody is messing with our weather, which I think it's possible, very possible, being that I've never experienced this warm of winters ever in my life, unless the whole, this global warming thing I think is a farce. But if they're messing with our weather, maybe it's not so much the plants directly, but maybe it's the one that facilitates the plants. And the busy bees, the busy worker bees, people don't appreciate the busy worker bees that pollinate our plants. That's what gives us a bounty of when we go to harvest, or the bees.
You're right.
And
in fact, without honeybees, bees in general, the whole planet would be starving. It's that simple. Without bees,
yeah,
we don't have food.
Yeah. So something for people to be aware of out there. The other thing I want to ask you about, more closer to home there in Missouri, I'm seeing that some states are rising up, seeming to stand forth on the 10th Amendment, right of states to, states' rights.
Right.
I see that several, like Kentucky, New Hampshire, concerning like firearms especially, because, the right to bear is a right to, it's our right to protect ourselves. So
right.
I think that is tied to the 10th Amendment of our state, because then it comes back to the county and it comes back to the sheriff. And is the sheriff going to, he's elected, so is he going to do the right thing and protect the people of the county? So I see that New Hampshire just passed a no put permit. They've got a no permit deal like Missouri has already passed.
Right.
Now I see that Missouri's put forth another bill about to further rein in gun control, and I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
No, I don't know about that, and since I've got a personal friend that's a state representative, I'm kind of surprised I haven't heard about that, but I think that's something I'm going to research before my Saturday show.
Yeah, it's similar to, if you remember back, and I got involved a few years back with the Second Amendment Preservation Act for Missouri, because it was one of the first states,
right,
not the first state, to put forth that they were going to give the federales a heads up that if the federal agents come in the territory of Missouri, they can't abuse the citizens. But that failed. So now I think somebody's bringing out an additional bill in conjunction with, to follow through with the permitless carry, which I think is a good thing. Because I don't think we need any more licenses from the government. They don't need any more license. We don't need any more permission from Uncle Sam to do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Well, I agree.
So,
but Mark, I still have a CCW, so I can go into other states and still carry. Now, Mark, please hang on to the break if you want to.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2017, and right now we're speaking with Mark from Philadelphia on Line 9. Are you still there, Mark?
Yes, Tim. Yes, I wanted to follow through and ask you. I wanted to ask you about considering that these states are starting to rise up and stand up against the federal government. Now that we have supposedly we have a guy in the White House that's looking out for our best interest down on the ground here. I see that there's a new governor in town in Missouri. I don't know how you're feeling about him and what he's doing. I see that
I
somebody put forth
about
a bill that
or from him yet. Really, he hasn't said much. At least not that I've seen. Greitens is who you're talking about, and he's a former Navy like me. He was a SEAL. I was in submarines. My gut feeling about the guy is he's probably a decent guy, but I haven't heard that much out of him since the election.
I also see that somebody put forth a bill to limit the terms of those that serve in the legislature, state legislature? Is that, had you heard about that?
No, I haven't, but I think it's an excellent idea. Now, I think, you know, since we're only talking about two-year terms, I think they ought to be allowed probably four terms at least, you know, as far as state representatives. State senators, I say two terms. You know, that'd give them 12 years. You know, that's my personal opinion on it. But, no, I have not seen the legislation.
Yeah. Well, back to the other issue about the firearms. I don't know if you remember that when Brownback, Governor Brownback of Kansas, he put forth a bill similar to the Firearms Preservation Act, Second Amendment Preservation Act, where the bill that he put forth was that as long as somebody kept it in the state of Kansas, they could make their own silencers or make their own, you know, short-barreled rifles or whatever. And so a couple of guys did that, and that law passed in Kansas. So a couple of guys did that, and so I'm sure other people did that too, thinking that they were covered by the state law, being that they lived in the state of Kansas, right? And they didn't do any business outside, you know, interstate business with anybody else. They kept it in the state, being that that was a state law, and it was that state law said it was okay for them to do that. But yet, the federal government came down on them and arrested them, and now they're going to jail. And what I'm what I'm wondering is if anybody, if you guys have heard anything about that there in Missouri, and you know, you'd think that the state would stand up to protect its citizens from the federal government for an overreach, especially if these guys abided by the state law. But yet, you know, what do you have to say about that? Have you heard anything about those two guys?
No, not as far as legislation, but I'll tell you what I do know. Okay, and this is quite literally straight from the horse's mouth. If states buck up to the feds, be it on immigration, be it on firearms, be it on drugs, the states lose tons of money. I mean, multi-millions of dollars. Individual counties can lose millions of dollars by stopping the feds, you know, whether it be on marijuana, firearms, immigration, prescription drugs, you know, any of the things that are a little bit onerous on the states that the state should be in charge of. If the states fuck up to them, or even at the county and city level, there's a lot of federal funds to be lost. Now, I don't know how things are now that Trump is in office, but I'm talking about this is when Obama was in office, you know. And also, not only do the county, do the governments themselves lose money, individual officers that are retained by the feds at the rate of $10,000 to $30,000 a year in this state, you know, for helping on these federal task force, they lose pay, too, if they don't go along with it. I know that straight from the horse's mouth. You know, I mean, that's not hearsay. That's fact.
Well, there was a sheriff in Saline County, Missouri, named Sheriff Wally George, who is the oldest serving sheriff of Missouri, I think, in the history of Missouri. He was in there for like 30-some years. And I think now he's retired. But he told me, because I actually, back in the day of the Second Amendment Preservation Act, I was calling up sheriffs just to try to have a conversation with them. And one of the sheriffs that talked to me at length was Sheriff Wally George. Anyway, he said that he argued many times to the Sheriff's Association and to the up-and-coming younger sheriffs coming in about allowing, you know, they shouldn't allow the federal government to come in and take over jurisdiction. And what we were talking about here was asset seizure and forfeiture. And now the sheriffs just went a couple weeks ago and talked to Trump. Now Trump listened, and he actually had an interaction with them, and that's on YouTube. You can find that where he met with the sheriffs, and they were asking him some questions. Now a lot of questions came up about the drugs, especially the drug running that's going on coming across the border. We know what that is. That's heroin, and it is coming. Right. I know it's in the rural areas of Missouri because I'm hearing all about it, and it's really troubling me. But the thing is that you see, as long as they're going after the drug runners, okay. But there has to be due process, and I was hoping to hear, and I'm still waiting to hear, see if they will articulate, if Trump will articulate that we still need to protect the individuals. We're talking about mom and pop small businesses, small farmers, you know, anybody, you know, because these some of these sheriffs are corrupt, and they'll go in and they might even make up stuff and lay claim to some property, and then if they partner with the federal government, they can actually keep that property, whatever, real property like real estate, farm,
right,
trucks, cars, boats, whatever, if there's no, even if there's no conviction. Now, in state law,
oh, yeah,
in Missouri, and I'm sure this is the way it is in most states, that if within that state, if only that state's officials are involved, then that state has to abide by a strict set of rules where that money, where those monies go, and the person in most cases has to be found guilty before they can actually seize the property and then sell it at auction or however they, you know, recuperate their funds.
Right.
But when they involve the federal government, anything goes, and then the local local sheriff can say, well, hey, we get to keep your stuff regardless. Whether you're innocent, we don't care. We've already got it, so good luck, you know?
That's
so,
right. And there's practically no defense against it whatsoever, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the kind of things I'm concerned about with, you know, if people are aware of this. And I don't know, are you getting a sense that the sheriffs in Missouri are good sheriffs and they're standing up for the people, or have they been corrupted and they just can't wait to get that federal money?
Well, two-part answer, okay? In the major population centers, they're for themselves, for their county government. However, rural areas, like where I live here in Dent County, the sheriffs are pretty good people. From everything I've seen, Shannon County, Crawford County, Dent County, Phelps County, the sheriffs are really pretty good guys, you know, upstanding people. But when you get into these cities, oh, man, you know, you get into Franklin County, you get into Greene County. I mean, don't drop the soap on the floor is all I can say.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that's going on. The cities like Springfield and others around them are jailing more people. They're fee fi fo fumming them, I call it, where they're giving them tickets for this and that, and then they, you know, the economy's down. Stupid, hello. And so, but what's going on is the jails are overcrowding, and so now they're shipping the prisoners from one county to another because they don't have enough space in their current county. And then they start playing. Then we start hearing them playing the violin. Oh, we need more money. We need more money. We got to build a bigger jail, bigger jail, bigger jail. What are you going to do? Put all your citizens in jail if the economy goes down? And so you send out your guys to give out tickets for victimless crimes. And it's just a never ending circle. It's a vicious circle, and the viciousness comes out on the people. So. But are you familiar with that issue on this deal of forfeiture? Are you familiar with the story of the Morning Land Dairy that happened there in Howell County?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now, see, in that case, now they didn't forfeit the farm,
well,
but basically,
I remember it.
Yeah, basically, the county, they changed the judge on that at the last minute. Supposedly, they had tainted cheese, one batch of tainted cheese, but the judge wasn't going to let them have any of their cheese. He held it at ransom. We're talking about 250,000 pounds of cheese, or I'm sorry, 30,000 pounds of cheese worth $250,000. And basically, at the end of the day, the judge threw the hammer down and said, "Destroy it all." So they had to destroy 30,000 pounds of cheese worth $250,000. And what did that do to that? You know, they didn't confiscate the land, but what they did was destroyed the business, and they couldn't recover. And that sheriff, Sheriff Shannon of that county, is a shameful, evil man, if you ask me. He the day that they went to confiscate that cheese, he was nowhere to be found. His deputies weren't there, but he was nowhere to be found. Yeah.
I don't get how the local
yokel people at the county level, the citizens, couldn't rise up and say, "Look, we're booting you out. You're a shame to you're not protecting us." So
I'll tell you how they do. It's a sad state of affairs. But you know, even here in rural Missouri, the prevailing attitude is, if it doesn't happen to me or mine, I don't care. But what these people fail to realize is they're next. And nobody's going to stand up for them, just like they didn't stand up for their neighbor.
Yep,
and
exactly.
That's the problem.
See, yeah, that is a problem. And you'd think that by now that people would have woken up and actually sought to you know, support each other and be protective of each other, because, you know, because it's the local economy, you know. I mean, it's
right.
If you, you know, I mean, otherwise we all be working for corporations or the government, or they're one and the same, by the way. Corporations and the government are one and the same. They're both.
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, I'll tell you something.
So, anyway.
To answer your point on that, the people that have stood up and said, no, this won't stand, and they've got all their neighbors behind them, they get up there in the firing line, they turn around, and they're standing there by themselves. I have seen it happen over and over again. You get one guy that takes point and says, follow me, guys, and they say, sure, and gets down. You know, when he gets down to brass tacks, they're standing there by themselves. They're okay on the line for them and their family by themselves, and nobody's backing them. You know, that's the truth of what happens.
So I'd say, in for those folks that are wanting to move rurally, you better get to know your sheriff and know that he's a solid man or woman, and know
that's
your
right.
neighbors and so I'm sure you guys have figured that out in your area. And when I grew up, people were more, they seemed to be closer knit. But you know, a lot of dairy farmers work together and stuff. But now they've, you know, it's hard to have a farm these days as far as making it like a productive farm.
Well, you're right.
The price
it's
of all the
impossible.
Goods and the price of supplies and your equipment is gone.
No, just
way
the price
up
of
and,
fuel, Mark.
Yeah,
that's enough to do in most people. Just the price of fuel.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I guess we just keep on hoping for the best and hope that more states stand up and hopefully that Trump will more clearly define, you know, that he is standing up for the individuals and individual businessmen and women, because he's a business guy, right? So surely he
right.
can relate to farmers being business people, because that's what they are. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, that's
and
what
that's
all
a,
about
and that's a,
making a living.
Yeah, making a living. So anyway, I'll let you go there. Thank you, Tim, for being there, and thanks for standing for John, and I hope he gets better.
I hope he does, too, buddy.
Okay, well, thanks again.
All right, well, thank you for your call, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Okay, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Give us a call. Okay, let's see what else is going on in the news. Hey, I love this headline. I guess it says, are you going to cast a spell on Trump? Those who don't like Donald Trump and the current Republican administration are mobilizing in all sorts of ways. They're speaking up in town halls, calling the representatives. They're organizing protests and demonstrations. And for the magically inclined, they're casting spells. Okay, well, that one's interesting. I guess it takes all kinds to make a country, folks. What can I say? Let's see what else is going on in the world. I already talked about Chicago outpacing murders already for past 2016 levels at this point in the year. Okay. Well, that was a headline that looked interesting, but I'm not going to read it on the air. We don't need to go there. UFO sightings at all-time high. I looked at this here recently, past few minutes. Apparently, UFO sightings have gone from 10,000 in 1990 to over 50,000 a year now. Makes you kind of scratch your head and go, how come so many people are seeing them? Well, good question. Does that mean there's more people out there? Does that mean that there's more UFOs? Don't know. I've only seen one in my whole life, and that was when I was about 13 years old. So, and I'm not even sure what I saw, to be honest with you. A lot of people in very high places said they've seen them, including our presidents, or some of our presidents. So, who knows? If you've got any comments on that, give me a call, 800-313-9443. Okay, food cart serving free meals only for black people. I forgot where this was at, guys. I'm not going to pull up the article. I read it earlier. But apparently a couple of people were handing out donuts and juice or something like that. at a federal courthouse with signs all over their little cart that said "For Black People Only." Apparently, they are a reception by the people in the area was not too friendly, I guess you'd call it. But anyway, we're going to speak with Gaither in Oklahoma right now on line three. Good evening, Gaither.
Hey, how y'all doing? I was going to make a couple of points. Yeah, right on. About this weird temperature. Yeah, I've been I sleep outside like 300 days of the year. I mean, on my back
porch.
And so, you know, I notice what's going on, of course. But right. Well, here in Oklahoma, you know, I mean, we had this spike in temperature. It's like 90, it was 97 today here in
okay.
where I'm at.
Wow.
And so,
where are you at in Oklahoma, Gaither?
Actually, it's Duncan. I'm just kind of east of Lawton, as big as it's Army
okay,
down
right.
there, you know.
Yeah,
but,
all right.
And I'm kind of Red River area, if you'd say. And so,
I know what you're talking about.
And where I'm at, it's not exactly pure prairie. We have, you know, kind of rolling hills, which is a little nicer.
Right.
But anyway, but I've been noticing on these the chemtrail people, you know, whatever they are.
US Air Force, mostly in this country.
Yeah, they have all kinds. They have green, they have gray, they have black, you know, I mean, different planes.
Right.
What I've been noticing is, see, we're the heater here in Oklahoma. What happens
right.
is they spray, and we get this waffle grid. And I notice on the waffle right. grid, we have this spike in temperature. Boom. And what I did is I was trying to figure out, how does this affect, because I have rooms in the house, you know what I mean, that are, you know, that stay dark and cool. And then all of a sudden, right. when the spike effect happens, the temperature in those rooms rise. Where they shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that during the winter. They don't drop, or they don't, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to
right.
figure out how this all connected. And so go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is you got to understand what they're spraying. They're spraying aluminum oxide. Okay, they're spraying barium. Both will
yeah,
either A, reflect light, or B, they can reflect heat. Back down. Okay, those are just two of the components. I think there's about 30 components they spray total. But those are two
yeah.
I remember for sure.
But what I did is I've been doing experiments. I've been trying this. I understand, you know, I've been hearing about the metals. So what I did is I put a digital thermometer on my meter, on my electric supply. And what
right.
I notice is when we have the waffle effect, whether the temperature changes in my garage or not, where my meter is,
right.
When we have the waffle effect, my meter heats up. And when we have the,
wow.
which I call a cotton, when I have the cotton ball effect, this looks like cotton balls falling out of clouds.
Right.
You see that, you know.
Right.
But when we have that effect, it causes, on my oscilloscope, it causes radical spikes when we have that effect.
Really?
So whatever they're doing, what they're doing with the cotton ball effect, what it is changing the ground to a positive ground. You lose, what I'm
yes.
seeing is where the spike is, it's we're losing ground, you know what I'm saying? Ground potential.
Well, that would make sense. If you think about what they're spraying, that would make sense, Gaither.
Well, I'm just trying to explain to people that have noticed this. Evidently, they can, through the ether, I don't know how they're doing it, but they affect the temperature of the whole air. Not just, like, when you're out in the sun. I mean, literally back in areas that shouldn't warm up.
I don't know how that works.
I don't understand it at all because I've been watching these temperature spikes, you know, on my meter with my oscilloscope. I can see the variations in my waveform, you know what I mean, of a transformer
right.
or whatever. And I'm noticing these spikes. And what's weird is the spikes are they're not consistent. It's almost like there's a language going across our electric or some kind of language. It's really amazing. But I was just trying to tell. But that was
like
a topic.
Now, let me ask you this. You might have already said it, and I might have missed it. But the waffle pattern, which is crisscross, like they're playing tic-tac-toe up in the sky, and the cotton ball, I know both of them. I've seen them both here. Which one gives the most electrical activity? I'm curious.
The waffle pattern, what happens is we spray it. They spray the chemtrails, you know, leave the lines. what happens here, it all turns into a haze. Then the waffle pattern cuts itself into the haze. Literally.
Right.
I mean, you can see it. And but what I found, what it is, believe it or not, when the waffle pattern's on, you're using more electricity.
Okay, I believe that.
I don't know how they're doing it. They either they're disconnecting the ground, or you're using more electricity for the same amount of equipment. You're using more. They're causing. I mean, literally, I can see it. I can see the spikes. You know what I mean? But
right.
That was that deal. I mean, I was going to talk about it. You were talking skin trails, but also I also had a little story about the police.
Well, hey, buddy, hang on just a second, okay? We've only got three and a half minutes left of the show, and we got one more caller who is Francis in North Carolina. And let me get to him or her real quick, and thank you for all that great information. I really appreciate it.
You have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
You too, sir. Francis in North Carolina, you're on line 11. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, young man?
I am doing good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm breathing and still walking and conscious.
Hey, what more can we ask for?
Don't get me started. Atlanta was about supposedly witches or pagans that were trying to do a spell or some, who knows what for Trump or whatever, against him or whatever.
Right.
Right. The only story I come across in light of that was like about a year or so ago where they were trying to influence him to quit the race. So now, if there's a group supposedly now trying to do that, the only advice I can give them is use your energy for some other sort of healing work. Don't worry about trying to waste your energy and time on that bird. I mean,
I don't think he is. I don't think he is, Francis. I really don't. I think it's just the news reporting what somebody else has said. There's no comment from Trump on the article. I don't think he's worried about it in the least.
Oh, gosh. Anything to stir up a hornet's nest somewhere. Okay.
Right.
Well, don't play too hard. Have a great one.
You too, Francis. Thank you for your call very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we had any time for any more calls. We're about a minute and a half from closing out the show. I'd like to take this opportunity to listen to my show, actually me and my wife's show, right here on RBN on Saturdays from 10 until noon. It is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Apparently we're doing something right. The numbers keep going higher and higher, and we have nonstop callers. This Saturday is going to be caller's choice. That's what we call our last show of the month every month. The callers pick the subjects. We talk about everything and anything. And I invite you to tune into the show, call us. You know, if you can't catch the show, we're on YouTube. Just search the Rural Survival Show. Be sure to like and subscribe. It'd be greatly appreciated. So that's the main thing. Also, I'd like to invite you to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. It's a sort of more of a reference site than anything else. Tons of free downloads, hundreds of articles, many of which are written by published authors, but they're written exclusively for Rural Survival. I think you could probably spend a week there and not get bored. At least I know I can. The site's been in operation for 8 years, so we've got tons and tons of material. Anyway, I invite you to say a prayer for John Stattenmiller that he regains his health quickly. I know he's recuperating tonight. And, John, if you're listening, I hope I've done your show justice. I've tried my best. And let me see, what else do we got? Oh, one other thing. During the show, you probably heard some commercials from Don Wiskin at Extendivite. You might want to go to heartdrop.com. He's running a heck of a special this month. Stuff really works, folks.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.